What's up, guys? This is the after show for Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills versus the Seattle Seahawks. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What, finally an amazing
match. This is the first good game I think we've had on Monday night, guys.
Oh.
Would you agree? Would you agree?
Yeah.
And we have
maybe not the first, but
it's also a good night for guests.
It is a great night for guests. Before the panel introduces themselves, I would like to introduce our special guests, the stars of Best Friends Whenever on Disney, Matthew and Benjamin Royer.
Hi, how are you guys?
How you guys doing?
Good.
You guys have social media? Where can everyone find you?
You can find me at The Matthew Royer on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at The Ben Royer on Instagram and Twitter.
That's simple enough. Guys, very would you cool. like to introduce yourselves?
What's up, guys? I'm Michael Rippey. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips.
And I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill.
All right. And I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. Guys, finally, we got a good one.
An excellent one.
Still a good
great
one.
Game.
Still good.
And
we have an update.
Oh, you have an update? Let's hear it.
The Bills have punted.
They punted?
Because it was 4th and 23.
Oh, they lost yardage. They must have been a penalty or something like that.
What's the score right now?
The score is 25-31 Seattle with 3 minutes and 14 seconds left.
You got a job after Disney.
Look at this.
There you go.
ESPN, part of Disney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. ESPN, hire this man.
I mean, that is, you know, the stepping stone, the connection. You guys are already halfway there.
Yeah. And sidebar, we were having a conversation with them in the trailer while we're watching the game. They are two very, very smart and well-informed individuals.
Very
so
sharp.
I'm going to have to give it up to you guys. You guys are really smart people. Very smart. And they know the game very well. Talking about fantasy and everything.
Oh, they're
yep.
well-rounded.
All right, so let's get into the game, guys. I mean, finally an exciting one. A high-scoring one.
Yeah, right. Very high score.
Right? Was kind of surprising.
First quarter was crazy.
Did that surprise you?
It did. I expected this game to be low scoring because both defenses are great.
Yeah, look at this.
So. And both have been struggling with their offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, exactly. And Russell Wilson, injured, came out tonight hot. And Jimmy Graham, hello.
Welcome back, Jimmy.
I don't understand why he doesn't have a touchdown every game. I know it's easy for me to say that, but I mean, he's such a beast. He was such a beast in New
Orleans. They don't use him correctly.
Yeah, look at that. See, I told you they know what they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
He was so much better in New Orleans.
Right.
Those first five seasons, beast mode.
I feel like their first... I feel like they're trying to integrate him into the offense. For some reason, they're using him for blocking, which is not his specialty.
Tonight, they used him to catch, and he had two one-handed grabs for touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, and the thing that was, I think, the best part of those two catches is how he kept the ball in his hands. Right. For the second one-handed catch, he fell to the ground and still kept it with one hand under it.
Was he showing off? Do you guys think like he's just so good?
I don't think so.
Sticky hands. I think he's just naturally gifted, and sometimes there's a little flair with it. It just comes naturally.
Yes. Now, Jill and I both picked the Bills in this game. Mike, you weren't here last week, so honest.
I'll tell you.
And you missed my bad girl costume.
Give me like 3 more minutes. I'll tell you who I picked.
Okay. Ben and Matt, who'd you guys have?
I picked the Seahawks.
You picked the Seahawks?
I also picked the Seahawks.
All right, you guys are looking good right now.
Yeah.
I mean, keep us updated with everything. I can't.
Second down and 11.
Second down and 11. So they ran it, lost a yard. All right.
Graham caught a ball, lost a yard.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
All right.
So the Bills have had a well-rounded game tonight, rushing and passing.
Right, but the defense.
Defense not holding up, but on the flip side, Seattle has been all through the air, not having a big rushing game.
No, but Seattle's O-line has been awful. Right. Russell's been passing under pressure.
If you looked at the stats, you didn't know the score of the team names, though. You'd see 31 yards rushing for Seattle and think, well, Buffalo's well-rounded. They're probably in the lead, but it's not the case.
Not at all. I think Kristen Michael has, 4 yards?
4 yards. But he has a touchdown.
Yeah, but only 4 yards, that's nothing. So not much of a run game.
But Doug Baldwin for Seattle has been very good today. He's had some good receiving yards. Probably, he is their top receiving.
Really,
he's
over
been pretty much today. Their consistent performer.
Yeah, since the end of last year.
Yeah. So,
but like I said, it's you got something, Mike?
I have an update on Kristen Michael's stats. He has 5 attempts for 1 yard. So.
Wow.
But he does have that touchdown.
0.20 yards a carry.
He's killing it.
And he's on my fantasy team.
Me too. What about Shady and Percy Harvin coming back today?
Well, Harvin didn't really do much. Shady, 19 attempts, 83 yards.
Amazing.
Shady's he's a beast.
He is.
Hamstring all healed up, apparently.
He was retired 3 days ago.
Percy Harvin.
Percy Harvin.
That's crazy to me. Like just, my hip was bad. Oh, now I'm ready. Let's go.
I have a feeling that had to do with them playing the Seahawks.
What do you mean?
That's left the Seahawks because of team chemistry.
That's right.
He might want to get back at them.
Okay. You think he's going to retire after the game?
But
no. That would be a true sign if he's just like, I'm out.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Just wanted to play y'all.
Yeah.
My big thing about Seattle today is that you see the rushing yards. Russell Wilson, he's playing with an injury most likely.
Yeah, he is.
He's less mobile. He's not running the ball for yards. Half the time they're pass rushing, so why not get the first down run out of bounds? But he's scared he's going to get hit, and he could easily get injured.
Yeah, and I think Buffalo does have 3 sacks today, if I'm counting correctly. Yeah. I don't know if they've had any since we've been in the studio. But so they are getting pressure on him, and you're right. Russell's running for his life on a lot of plays. So
In the first quarter, he had pressure. He was going to pass.
Yeah.
He had to run in for that touchdown.
Yeah. So let's talk about how the game started. Seattle had a 3-and-out, and they punted the ball and blocked punt.
And
Bills recover at the 3-yard line.
Yeah.
And Tyrod runs it in first play, 7-0 Bills right away, and you're thinking, all right, this might be Buffalo's
upset.
Night.
Upset here.
But then immediately, Lockett gets a 40-yard kick return.
Right.
And then they pass
they
it
rush
to,
right down the field.
They rushed right down the field, then Baldwin catches a pass to like the 3-yard line, and then Wilson just runs it in.
Yeah, and it's been a shootout ever since, guys. I mean, seeing these two defenses just give up points like that, it's kind of weird. I
definitely
really wasn't
surprising
expecting
to see Seattle giving up so many points at home. Because, you know, Seattle at home.
It has been, like, lock stock, I think.
The crowd has played a big part in this game today.
The 12th man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, always. How was Bobby Wagner tonight for Seattle's defense?
He was pretty good, I'd say.
Is he?
Nothing terrible.
Well, what do you think about Seattle's defense? I mean, they're obviously not what they used to be. I think they're not in the middle of the pack anymore, but I think they're above average a little.
Bobby Wagner's leading the team with tackles.
They are above average.
But they're not what they used
to be. They're not the elite defense they were.
No Cam Chancellor, no Michael Bennett.
Right now, yeah. That's huge. That's all-pro players. When they come back, they'll be there. And Seattle has been the team over the years that gets better as the season progresses.
Yes.
They've actually started this season better off than past seasons. And so I expect them to continue to improve. And you got to imagine that Russell Wilson will get healthier as the season goes along. I wouldn't be surprised at some point this season if they rest him 1 week when they have maybe an advantage. They try to get him a couple weeks off with the bye and get him healthier so that he's better prepared to make a deep playoff run.
Well, another thing is the Seahawks will most likely win their division. The only competition they have right now is the Cardinals.
And
the Cardinals have a losing record.
Yeah. And one of you told me a stat about the Seahawks after November 1st.
After November 1st, Russell Wilson
has
the best winning percentage in NFL history.
Look at that.
It's exactly like
we have an
Seattle
update.
Has been hot.
We have an update. 4th and 18, Seattle's 10-yard line. They will punt the ball to Buffalo.
So Seattle decided to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Wow, we're going to miss a great finish, guys.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Seattle has a rough schedule coming up.
We're not missing anything, though, because we have updates.
Yeah. We do. True indeed. So I think it's kind of important for they have the Patriots next week, Philly after that.
Tough.
Tampa Bay. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, Tampa could be tough.
If Winston steps up.
Yeah, they're annoying. If Tampa's like that annoying team.
That's true. They can.
Tampa could be tough if you played Madden and stacked the team.
Here we go.
You had a good draft.
And then the Panthers. So really, this game is important for them tonight because it could go bad, especially with an injured Russell Wilson. They already had their bye for the season.
Yeah.
Well, we already know who the Super Bowl champions are going to be. It's going to be the Cleveland Browns. We already know the Cleveland Browns are going to win
like
it all.
2030.
Comedy hour.
Yeah. But you are this Chargers fan,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am a Chargers fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know
four and five.
How do you feel about the Chargers right now?
A lot of injuries. I still think we can maybe get a wild card spot.
Wow.
If we get 9-8, or no, that I mean 9-7 or 8-8, I think we can get a wild card spot.
Okay. And you are a Cowboys
fan. I'm a Cowboys fan and you're a Giants fan. So
boo.
Bad blood.
So you think this is their year? 7-1?
I'm not going to say Super Bowl right now, but I feel like if this team chemistry is probably one of the best teams for team chemistry in a long time.
You know, we do Thursday Night Football, Jill and I, and on Thursday Night Football, I did make a wild prediction that the Cowboys were going to win the Super Bowl.
You said that?
He did say that.
Oh, man.
It's a wild prediction.
But it's, wild predictions. You know, my wild prediction was even crazy. That wasn't even the craziest prediction, but we won't go there.
Just
checking out highlights.
7-1. So you aren't concerned about your team owner ruining team chemistry with Romo?
Well, I think Romo will take over Prescott.
You do?
But I think they might do half-half. First you got to see how Romo's going to play in one game. They have to find the easiest game on the schedule to have him play.
That was last week.
But I think either way, Tony Romo will be fine building a team around Prescott. I think he knows his time is almost up, so he might help the team for a future run.
Smart individual.
I didn't tell you the final part of my prediction.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Tony Romo wins the Super Bowl MVP.
Stop it.
He did say that.
And I would believe that if he did.
Thank you.
I wouldn't believe it.
I hope they can save this tape. Steven, our engineer, save this tape because in the middle of February, we're going to rewind back to this moment.
Yeah.
Fairy tales and fallacies.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill.
I mean, the MVP. I mean, I could see possibly them going to the Super Bowl.
If they make the Super Bowl Zeke with MVP, I think. Well, it matters what defense they're playing.
Okay, let's slow down. We still have a game to talk about, guys. Yeah. Right now, it's a 6-point game, 2-minute warning. The Bills have the ball at the 50-yard line, 2nd and 11.
We're in the moment. Let's talk about it quickly because Seattle, this is huge. Seattle wins this tonight. They get a huge commanding lead in the division, 2 games above the Cardinals with, I believe, head-to-head victory.
Yeah.
And if Buffalo is to lose, they go to 4-5. That's a
must-win game.
They're done. Rex called it a must-win game.
Right. So Buffalo, if they can make it down the field here in the last 2 minutes and win this game, it changes everything. Buffalo's back at 5-4 and squarely in the playoff picture. And Seattle is then only 1 game up over Arizona and that division tightens. So it's a big 2 minutes that we're looking at right here.
All
right.
And before we talk further, I want to get everybody's Not after bus predictions, Steve. You don't need to do the whole sound effect, but is Buffalo scoring in this possession? Yes, no. Yes, no.
No, no, no.
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I'm saying yes.
Although I predicted Buffalo to win,
But
they're at the 50-yard line. They have 2 minutes to score.
Okay.
I think they can do it.
Okay.
How many timeouts do they have?
Well,
they have no timeouts.
And the one other thing is that if they do score, they can't give any time to Russell Wilson in Seattle because you know Russell can get down the field really quickly for a field goal. So
My thing is that D-line is attacking him. So I don't know if that could...
They're also going to have to go for the 2-point conversion.
Why is that?
Because then a field goal wins.
If you score a touchdown, you have to kick the extra point because then
you got by one. Yeah,
you can't go for two. Then.
Yeah, you don't go for two. Going for two doesn't do anything.
It's going to be a tie game if they get the touchdown. Yeah. Then they got to get that extra point.
Update: Tyler. He was just sacked for 10 yards.
Oh.
Buffalo 40.
That's game.
Let's go, baby.
3rd and 21.
That's game
again.
That's got to be game. I don't see Tyrod. You know what? 2 shots to get 22 yards, maybe. You pick up half of it here.
Yeah.
No.
What are your thoughts on Tyrod Taylor? Because we haven't really talked about
underrated.
The Bills much.
Underrated.
I think he's underrated too. Mike,
you think he's underrated?
Yeah.
I was questioning his contract. It's not saying get your money, young man. Get your money. I'm just saying I'm waiting for him to prove that he's his worth.
What do you think, Mike?
You know, it's interesting with Tyrod Taylor because they had an interesting stat up, and I'm just talking about this because it's Tyrod. They said that the Bills have only turned the ball over 4 times in the first 8 games of the season, which is an NFL record.
Wow. Right.
Which is pretty impressive. So he's not turning the ball over, which for a quarterback, at minimum, that's a really nice trait. I think that he's the type of quarterback that he doesn't take too many chances, but he's got a really good deep ball. And when they score, they kind of score on the deep ball or nothing at all. It's tough to build an offense around him, but he's done better than I expected. I think that they can be a 9-7 type team with him if they have a good defense. I don't think he's the type of quarterback that's going to win you a championship.
Yeah, the one thing I do like about Tyrod Taylor is that he's a strong arm quarterback with mobile ability.
Yes,
that's exactly what he's
skilled
at. But
the Bills' offense is so conservative. At most of the time, they do take the.
Let's not forget, they fired their offensive coordinator after week two. And
but that's when they went on
their
winning streak.
They started to go on a run.
Yeah. Got hot.
They got hot for a little bit there. It's starting to tail off now.
They don't have the best O-line.
And Sammy Watkins is out too.
They lost Sammy Watkins, which is a big deal. They're playing with a lot of guys. I mean, they just signed Percy Harvin. He's playing in the game. They got Justin Hunter off of waivers, and he's scoring touchdowns for them. So they're kind of putting things together and making it work. That whole team offensively revolves around LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, and
they're
good.
Shot.
They're competitive.
They have to.
Well, update again. Tyrod Taylor passed to Robert Woods, 22 yards, first down. Look at that.
It's getting hot.
Mine's
not updating, so I was a little confused.
Oh, it stopped updating?
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, so let's talk about the Bills a little bit. So if they win, I mean, the AFC East, you figured the Patriots have it wrapped up,
right? AFC East is over. Yeah.
So how many wins do you think get you a wild card in the AFC?
3.
Wins?
Well, the wild card right now. Oh, how many wins in
you're
all?
You're looking at the AFC West for your wild card teams right now because you have both Kansas City and Denver at.
And San Diego is a sleeper.
They're in that same division.
They might be sleeping for a while. So just.
I want to say that the AFC, the top 2 wild card teams right now are Kansas City and Denver. Yep.
Right.
Yes.
But they're 6-2 and 6-3.
Yes.
So they're going to have to start losing a few games.
They're going to play each other. So those with the Raiders, they're going to figure out. Someone is going to start to lose there. I think it's going to be the Broncos. I think I said that for a while.
Yeah.
I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs in that division. I said that for a while. Oakland looks really good.
Chiefs do not do good in pressure.
We'll see.
I don't know.
They need Alex Smith back, though.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
But I like the Chiefs. I like the Raiders. And I think Broncos, I think you're starting to see the weakness that the Broncos are going through with having no Peyton Manning. That, you know, Trevor Siemian is starting to revert to the mean, what people thought he was. They don't have a real good running game right now. CJ Anderson's gone.
That loss yesterday.
They you know, that you was a big
Paxton
loss to
Lynch
Oakland.
In there.
They could, but he's not anything. We don't know what he is yet. So the AFC is going to be tight, though. There's going to be other wild card teams because you're looking at Pittsburgh now is tied with Baltimore, and then the Bengals are there. If you go up to the AFC, so you're looking at Miami at 4-4 with an easy schedule. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know who the wild cards are going to be. I'm going to give one wild card out of the AFC West, not two.
So my question basically is, do you think they have to win, like a team like Buffalo, do you have to win 10 games?
I think you might have to win 10 games.
So 9's not going to get you in. No.
It's going to be close. It's if you win 9, to get in, you're going to have like all the tiebreakers.
I have a quick alert.
Another update.
Tyrod Taylor, 8-yard rush, then a defensive offsides.
Okay.
So, and now LeSean McCoy just rushed for 3 yards, 2nd and 7 at the Seattle 7.
Ooh. How much time left?
There is 1:01 left.
That's too much
time.
Too much time for us.
And but you don't want to waste the clock.
Do you know how much time their timeouts are left for?
Seattle has 2.
So that's, yeah.
Nope. Now they only have 1.
Yeah, they're
well, this is Seattle. Ben, don't break.
They just wasted clock for Buffalo. They just stopped the clock for Buffalo.
No, they stopped it for themselves.
I know, but Buffalo could use that time to rethink a strategy here.
Buffalo's at a set.
Do we want to go around the league for a little while we hear
should
this
we?
Game?
Okay, so, so who's going to... you keep the score up.
Sure.
You're Matthew.
Yes.
Yes!
I'll keep the score right here.
Ben, you stick with the score. So we'll score around the league.
Yeah.
Dallas, 35-10 over the Browns.
Woo!
Boom.
I have a question for you guys, because I mentioned on Thursday night that I think that Cleveland is going to get their first victory this Thursday against Baltimore. Do you guys think that Cleveland's going to go 0-16?
No, I think Baltimore just beat the Steelers. Cleveland's first being... win is going to be against the Chargers.
Okay.
Oh, nice. And he agrees with that. Don't you agree with that?
Brotherly love.
I agree with that if the Chargers get more injuries. Tyrod Taylor just got sacked for a 1-yard loss.
Ooh.
So, Josh, what do you think about the Browns? 0-16 or are they going to win?
No, I think they win a game. I haven't looked at their schedule.
It's tough.
I don't
think
it's
a very tough. They play the Giants. They still have the... the Dolphins?
We already beat them.
Okay.
In overtime. Clarify. You know, that's my team.
See, I'll just use the third timeout.
I do want to ask if anyone is watching to let us know if you think that Cleveland will go 0-16. And if not, when they will get that win. Because I've
they
said
go 0-16
they're
going to
win this Thursday against Baltimore.
Okay.
We'll see.
They get that first pick in the draft. They'll finally get a QB. They'll get a QB and then it won't work out.
Is there a quarterback ready to come out? Worthy of the first
Watson,
pick.
Watson, maybe?
I don't know if you guys know about the last first pick that came out at quarterback.
Goff?
I mean, has anyone seen him?
Okay, moving along.
Thanks, Jill. 19-14 Chiefs defeat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
With Nick Foles at quarterback.
Yep.
That was a very interesting game. I thought Nick Foles would not be able to carry that offense. But
we're going to put up 19 points.
Yeah, and Bortles, I thought, would be able to beat the Chiefs. So
Bortles has been awful this year.
No,
he's been absolutely brutal.
And he's usually last year he was looking like he could be an elite QB this coming season.
That's if you look at the fantasy stats. He puts up numbers, but they're all in
garbage time.
Yeah.
4th and 15.
Anything to say about the Jags? I think their season's done. Chiefs?
Their season has been done for a while.
Yeah. Right.
Jill, you like the Chiefs?
I have no opinion.
Come on,
the
boys.
Chiefs.
Come on, Chiefs.
Come on,
boys.
I'm not opposed to them. I just, to be honest, I haven't really checked them out this season. They're not a team that I checked.
The Chiefs have a great defense. Yeah. They just don't do good in pressure.
Kansas City is getting hot. They're going to be there. They're smart. I think Kansas City is AFC Conference Champion.
I'm pretty sure they've
New England, Kansas City.
Look at that.
That's the AFC Conference Championship right there.
Speaking of hot, Dolphins 27-23 over the New York Jets.
Getting hot in here.
Jay and Jai. What is going on in Miami?
Can we just talk about...
Game over.
Seattle.
Seattle just won.
There you go.
Tyrod Taylor pass incomplete to Robert Woods.
That's it. Seattle defense.
All right.
Ben, don't break.
The Dolphins Jets game just showed you how bad they both were. I mean,
why you gotta do that?
I'm just saying.
Did you
watch the game, right?
No.
Okay. So, did you watch the game, Josh?
No, I did not.
I watched parts of it.
What did you think?
I thought that the Dolphins defense looked terrible.
We won.
They're facing fits. They're facing fits and they cannot play.
Listen, why even when we win do I have to feel like we lost? Everyone's hating on my team.
Because you lost.
Just win it. What's the next game? What's the next game? Let's move it on.
I think the biggest victory of all of Week 9, Lions 22.
That
Vikings
was huge.
So the Vikings have fell apart.
The Vikings are done.
They have the best defense.
They're done. I know you say that.
They have
the
best defense,
exposed.
But they don't have an offense.
You think significantly are exposed, Jill?
I think they're exposed. I think that for whatever reason, maybe it's bad luck on Sam Bradford, but they can't protect him. He, you know, it's just they're a wrap. They will probably win another game or two, but I think they're done.
That's it, a game or two?
Well, I think their schedule is pretty, like...
They got the Packers again, the division's kind of...
North Turner quit as offensive coordinator this past week. He had philosophical differences with the head coach.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
That's a huge problem. And that says...
I'm going to back Jill here, and I agree with Jill that Minnesota might be done. I think they're going to win more than one game the rest of the year, but I definitely think that
I think they can slip in as a wild card.
They're struggling.
At least, at most.
I still believe in their defense, though.
And there's something internally going. I mean, for North to leave like that in the middle of the season, there's something happening.
And what Gruden said last week when we covered the game, I mentioned it last week, you know, if the defense is not scoring points, if the defense isn't putting the offense in scoring position, they have a really hard time scoring.
Yeah.
So I don't think Bradford's that bad. I really don't.
I think missing
AP's catching up to their offense a little bit, and they need him back, and I don't think he's going to return this year.
The defense is carrying the team.
Yeah, it's carried
it
him all year.
Without an offense.
But this weekend it didn't carry him because Golden Tate had a nice little flip into the end zone.
That was a beautiful
that
play.
That was crazy.
And got me fantasy points.
It's a great,
let's go.
That was crazy.
Let's go.
I just found a cool stat from my notes. The Bills Seahawks game was the first game ever where in the first half both quarterbacks had a rushing and passing touchdown.
Look at that. Breaking news.
Informative.
Stats. Love it.
These guys are awesome.
Right.
Let's move on to the best news of Week 9. The Giants beat the Eagles 28-23.
I knew you would be happy about that.
Let's go.
I preferred the Giants winning over the Eagles.
You do?
Because I feel like once they need NFC East teams have to expose Carson Wentz for what he is.
And that's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's not a fraud. He's basically a rookie.
He's still developing.
He's fine. But I think it's a big win for the Giants. I don't think they're going to catch the Cowboys
in
the NFC East. But I do think it puts them in position
to
be a wild card team.
If the playoffs are today, the Giants are in. And now, I ask you now, Josh, though, will the Giants be in the playoffs when it matters?
My heart and head both say no. I don't think they're making the playoffs. I really don't.
I don't think they will either.
I mean, I
would
love
you rather get the draft
pick? They're
going to
be there at the end, but they're not going to make it.
No, I want to make the playoffs. Listen, I've seen the Giants sneak in the playoffs twice and win the Super Bowl, so if they get in the playoffs, I'm going to be ecstatic. But I don't think they're just too inconsistent.
Yeah.
I would like to see them in the playoffs, too. I want to see Beckham in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'd like to see the Giants in the playoffs, maybe to face the Cowboys and upset them.
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yes.
That would also mean that the Giants made it to the second round because the Cowboys
beat them earlier in the season.
Right.
Yeah, but that. Week one.
Yeah, regular season doesn't really mean much when it comes to playoff time.
True.
Moving on, Baltimore 21, Pittsburgh 14. Pittsburgh looked bad.
No, it's not that Pittsburgh looked bad. It was that the rushing offense wasn't working.
But they looked bad.
No.
He came back too soon. He just came off surgery. Yeah.
So,
and I know he's super guy, but no.
So that's what you're chalking it up to, Jill?
I think he came back too soon.
Yeah.
They'll make the playoffs.
Okay. No, they will. They probably will. But they, I think that he's injured. He's trying to be whatever drove him back. But he didn't look good. You could tell. Yeah. You could tell that he was out of sorts.
What do you think, Mike?
Pittsburgh making the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're going to win that division still.
Okay.
I mean, they're 4-4.
All right. Moving on. Carolina 13-10 over the Los Angeles Rams.
Upset.
Moving on.
Upset.
That's an upset? Really?
Upset.
Even though with the records?
That was not an upset.
Do you know why that's an upset?
The only upset that was going on.
Why that is an upset is because Carolina is terrible this season.
No.
In my opinion, the Rams have the better team.
I like you guys a lot.
It might not be in quarterback situation, but...
No. You guys, thank you for coming. I'm not kidding a lot, trust me. The only upset in that game was me being in attendance for it because every fan there was like, why did we pay to come see this?
Right.
The offense of the Rams is a joke.
Well, nobody wants
but Kenny Britt is coming on. He's been sort of...
And furthermore, I have been telling you...
once they're out of contention.
Agreed. Play golf.
He's going to play
golf. Forget play golf. How about Fire Fisher? Then play golf.
Yes, I think Fire that will first. Happen when they move to England.
Fisher has to go first.
I'm so tired of hearing Jeff Fisher saying that golf is not ready. Have you seen Case Keenum?
Case Keenum's not ready. He's not ready either.
Have you seen Carson Wentz?
Yes.
They just threw Carson Wentz into that situation. And he's done fine.
Exactly. But not only that, there's been other rookie quarterbacks. Cody Kessler is starting.
Yes.
These guys that
Dak.
Are... It's unbelievable. They can't, yeah. can't
Jared
get on
Goff
the field.
Is better than Cody Kessler. I watch Pac-12
Don't
all the time.
Sleep on Carolina. I'm saying that. They're not
gonna
done
come
yet.
Back.
Not
I done. Just think Atlanta has too much of a
That's
lead.
That's fine.
They do.
Yeah.
Carolina
now,
Ryan on
the
low.
The division.
Okay. And they look good.
And I'll take a wild card.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I disagree.
3-5.
I think they dug themselves.
They're two games back. It's
possible. I just think they dug themselves too much of a hole.
They definitely dug themselves a hole. That's true.
All right, in a crazy game, Saints 41, 49ers 23. That was a crazy game. Well, first half, at least.
Saints are the
crazy.
Better team, obviously.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, anybody
49ers
playing the
49ers,
49ers.
Are the
better
team. Outside of the Browns.
Drew Brees
probably the worst
team.
Chip Kelly, he wants to. I know he says he doesn't want to go back to college, but he wants to go
back
to
college.
He should
go back to
college.
He's better.
Especially with all
it.
The big jobs that are going to be open this offseason.
It'll be wonderful for him, and he'll be able to extend his control, and
I just
I
wonder,
think he's better with college players.
I'm just curious about Chip Kelly if he's going to go back to Oregon.
I like
or
him,
would he go to, like,
the thing I like about Chip
LSU,
Kelly is
USC.
That he develops players.
That's
he's
college.
He's not a guy who takes a team and works with the veteran guys. You can't develop a veteran guy.
True.
It's different.
Interesting.
All right, we got the Colts 31 over the Packers 26.
That was surprising.
That was surprising.
That's an upset.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Frank Gore came alive.
I'm just really disappointed
in the
Packers.
The Colts offense has been awful all season, and all of a sudden, they decide to show up against the Packers.
I been saying about the Packers all season? We just want this. What do I think they need?
I don't know. You were wearing a Packers like outfit.
She wants McCarthy gone. She wants McCarthy out of here.
I mean, I just think that it's time. Obviously, he's not connecting anymore. It's not reaching them. Aaron Rodgers has looked poor.
I think they need to start Hundley.
I think it's. Comedy hours earlier. All right. No.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
I liked it. But and I think I was saying this too earlier in the year, and Jill's right. Mike McCarthy is not going to make it to next season.
No.
And you know what? I kind of scoffed at it when you guys said it, but.
He's not coming back next season, especially the way Green Bay is spiraling.
I think
to lose
a
at home to this Colts team?
Right.
I think there's a chance if they make the playoffs.
I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs right now.
Right. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. If they do make the playoffs, I have no confidence in them doing anything.
I mean, because the Lions right now are looking like the second best team in that
Lions
division.
Lions are coming in hot. There's going to be other wild card contenders like the Panthers.
The one who's really cooled down lately for the Lions, Marvin Jones.
He's quiet.
Yeah, he had three straight 100-yard games.
And now he's just... Fantasy owners are very disappointed.
Like me.
Fantasy owners should trade for Golden Tate like I did. Yay! All right, moving on. Chargers, big victory.
They did. They had a great big victory with a terrible offense.
Terrible defense. Against, Titans on Marcus Mariota. Two pick sixes. Look at that. Chargers defense coming up.
Well,
Chargers
is Mike's little...
Titans, baby.
Gordon leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns.
Which is weird, because I did not expect that this year.
He didn't score any touchdowns last season.
Zero. No, he did not.
Nothing.
And, hey, he's the sleeper for AFC's offensive player.
Hard work.
That's a good point. You know what? He's been a big reason why San Diego has turned it around.
He is. Also, Travis Benjamin.
Travis Benjamin has been good.
He's hurt, though.
Philip Rivers.
Talk your stuff about your team.
Tyrell
Williams is good.
Tyrell Williams is great.
I think it all revolves around Philip Rivers.
It does.
He does not get the credit that he really
deserves. It revolves around Rivers
and Gates.
Because
he's been in San Diego for so long and suffered
through.
He
knows the team. He knows the team.
All right, and then the last game was the Raiders 30-20 over the Broncos. That's a huge game for Oakland on Sunday Night Football.
Oakland, the Raiders are looking like the real deal.
Yes, they are.
Just win, baby.
Uh-oh.
If the Chargers do not make the playoffs,
if
the Raiders win the Super Bowl,
you're saying the Raiders are winning the Super Bowl. That's what he's saying.
Got it.
Yeah,
you heard it first.
That's a big one.
I'm going to predict a Raiders Cowboys Super Bowl.
Wow,
okay. That
are
would
you just
be...
doing that because it's your brother?
No,
I'm trying to back him up on the Raiders
because
Raiders
the Raiders
Cowboys
have a good defense and they'll make it
be
because
good.
Of their defense.
I like it. There you go. The analysis and the notes.
Would you look at that? All right, guys. Well, you're here for our anti-bullying campaign, am I right about that?
Yes.
So tell us more about that. What is that about?
The Choose Kindness campaign. The last month was the anti-bullying awareness month. It was October. And the Choose Kindness campaign is a campaign to help kids through bullying. To find out more, you can go to disney.com/beinspired.
Okay.
Also, through the I Am a Witness campaign, also, that helps the Choose Kindness campaign, there's a new emoji that just came out that's an eye emoji that's in a little speech bubble that can show somebody that you saw them being bullied and you want to help.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
So how long have you been part of this campaign?
We've been part of this campaign since it started a couple months ago. It's a great campaign. I absolutely love being part of it.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. Thanks. I really appreciate it. Do you have anything else to say about the campaign?
Also, our show, we have a few more episodes airing soon, and we have our awesome finale coming soon, and great episodes coming.
And like that's
our Christmas episode.
Oh,
here we go.
Holidays.
Those are all just awesome episodes and that we love filming.
Tell everybody what's the number one reason they should watch your show.
It's a great show that shows friendship is key in life. I think Best Friends Whenever does show that.
All about love. All about love. Choose love, ladies and gentlemen. Choose love. Guys, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
These guys are the stars of Best Friends Whenever on Disney, Matthew and Benjamin Royer. Where can they find you on social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff?
You can find me at the Matthew Royer on Instagram and Twitter and hashtag Twingers.
Okay.
You can find me at the Ben Royer on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Seahawks versus the Bills. It was the best game that we've had so far, I'd say.
Yeah, good
game.
Probably the best Monday night so far.
Yeah, Seattle Seahawks defeat the Buffalo Bills by 6. I don't remember the exact score, but thanks for joining. 31-25. There we go. Big win for the Seattle Seahawks. Devastating loss for the Bills. I mean, that pretty much eliminates them from playoff contention.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for joining us. My name is Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_Jill.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can follow me at Stiletto Jill. Check out JacksonStilettoJill.com for all your sports and pop culture gossip.
I'm going there in like 3 minutes when we get off air. And you can find me on social media at Mike Rips. My name is Mike Rippey. I'm here every Monday night with these guys.
And before we go, I forgot to do this. Predictions, Giants, Bengals. I'm going Giants.
Giants.
Bengals.
Bengals. Giants.
There we go. You heard it here first, guys. Tune in next week. We will be breaking down Bengals, Giants. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.